Badoosh. I may steal a catchphrase. Welcome back, friends and citizens, to Spoon the Tick versus the Podcast. We're on episode 9, I want to say.
I believe
with
you're
me,
right.
You would be correct.
Stephen Bost here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Let me throw it over to say hello, Tim Spaulding.
Hello, hello.
And, of course, Derek Boyer. How do you do, sir?
Hello, sir.
Welcome to our many, many, many fans and friends. We're covering today, well, I could probably, Tim, you could take over, I'm panicking.
Yeah, today we're covering The Tick versus Brainchild, which is where we get the first appearance of the Brainchild, who comes back in I think twice in the series, I want to say. In some very funny episodes, so, but this is where he is introduced, and we get to see his comic craziness as a young child, and we also get to meet his sister Amelia, who always seems to be a little forgotten about, his younger sister. Okay. So we're just gonna move along with this one, and because we got time constraints, people got to be places.
We got things to do.
People got things to do. So what we're going to do is we have the DVD in. This is disc 2 of the Tick season 1 DVD. And we've got it set up. So on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, go, we are going to press play and watch this wonderful, wonderful episode. All right. And 1, 2, 3, go.
Alarm clock.
If you see an alarm clock, you're doing it right.
If you don't see an alarm clock, start over.
Why is Homer driving down the street? Oh, wrong episode.
Wrong DVD. I put a dirty debutante 7. I'm liking this. I'll talk about this all night long.
Now, do you need to see Dirty Debutantes 1 through 6 to get the plot of Dirty Debutantes 7?
No, it's pretty much the same. They're like AC/DC. They just keep making the same video over and over.
I lived it. Tell me when you guys are at title screen, would you? That is to say, yeah, the logo stamping.
Well, we're still on the tongue.
We're off to a good start here.
Straw.
Thoughts?
This is the 9th time we've seen this opening. And
there's my title.
Yep.
The Tick.
The Tick. Right.
Thank you.
We may be off by like a half second.
Turbo Cyber Dinotronic Research and Development Laboratories.
This is these two guards, who I believe are just never named, but they come back one or two other times. They're very funny. These sort of stoic, sardonic. I assume they're friends even outside of work, and they get a little bit of commentary.
You get the impression that they're like poker buddies or something like that.
They're guarding a supermarket or something in another later episode. What's he trying to get out of there? Like donuts or something? I guess
that was
my coffee.
Last 50 cents.
It's a worldwide conspiracy.
I got a theory about that.
I like to think these guys are named Bert and Ernie, but not the Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street. The Bert and Ernie from It's a Wonderful Life.
That guy's got a lovely olive skin. I think he must be, you know, Grecian. Is that the proper term?
We'll edit out Tim's slur later on.
Is that not the preferred nomenclature?
I once had a lovely Grecian pool boy.
He had half a tattoo that said Buddy Ebsen.
His breath smelled of feta.
And olive.
This thing, it's like a piece out of Toe Jam and Earl's spaceship right here. Yeah. The psychedelic Funkatron or something?
there's a reference for you.
It looks
like Tim Burton's Gotham.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It looks very much Batman-y.
It is a very strange. Suddenly, like Gotham and Metropolis. But the Fritz Lang Metropolis.
Right. With a lovely lady robot. Fembot.
I'll knock it off.
With machine gun jobblies.
Here, Arthur feels the need to wear an apron for microwave cooking.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start a band called Machine Gun Jobblies.
Copyright that fast.
I'll get the website after this.
I think that's the most modern appliance that we've seen on this show is a microwave.
You mean besides the interplanetary dimensional portal?
Well, I mean, that even that had like a 1950s look to it.
It did, you're right. It had kind of like an Art Deco look. Mm. Like legal tender.
Oh, thank you, Skippy.
Now, I've been waiting a while to say this about this episode, but this is Rob Paulsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, he, not knowing at this point he'd come back and be the voice of Arthur. But honestly, I think that the next time the Brainchild appears, which is in later season, and they have a more realistic sounding kid do the voice, he almost sounds like Danny Cooksey. It's not Danny Cooksey.
Mm.
But I think that voice works much better. And I just wondered if that's what they were going for here. And then at the last second had to like substitute Paulsen in through some scheduling problem.
I don't know.
But Paulsen's voice in this character grates on me a little bit after a while.
Yeah, because you can tell they pitched it up a little bit.
Yeah. After about the 15th evil.
Well, they both get to you after a little while. I mean, even just got the lisp, the Cindy Brady lisp going. And she looks a little too old to be having that.
The voice is Debbie Derryberry, who is the voice of Jimmy Neutron.
Greatest name ever. Sounds like a Mad TV character.
I remember Chris and I went and got her autograph on the Jimmy Neutron movie poster. Look at that brain. On the Jimmy Neutron movie poster, and she spelled her name wrong. Her own name.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why did you have the Jimmy Neutron movie poster?
This was something Chris had, and he wanted to get it signed.
I'd like to say for Chris's kids, but we know that's not the case.
No.
Yeah, I would bet that's not the case.
I like how Brainchild keeps walking around with his arms, and they keep like this weird like flappy,
as if he's like right on the edge of puberty, where you get all like lanky. Very and bulky.
Yeah, he just keeps flapping his arms around.
Yeah, he's a little mincing, maybe.
Yeah. Evil.
We haven't.
Angry Hank's Technorama.
In a long line of great businesses, people Angry you want to know Hanks. More about in the city. There was Stewart's.
Angry Hanks, I guess, is supposed to be a reference to Crazy Eddie's, maybe.
Oh, that's a very
where their prices
thing.
Are insane.
You sound choppy, Derek. Tim, did you hear that?
What was that?
Derek's sounding a little choppy to me.
I missed what you said, Derek.
Oh, am I sounding choppy?
I said that he was very polite for a supervillain and a child. Oh, the way he spoke to the manager.
Elders.
Yes.
Those aisles do not. Well, this one looks like it's Americans with Disability Act approved, but the other aisles, I do not believe that there is a 3-foot clearance.
Yeah.
For wheelchairs and for people.
Bringing your retail experience to bear, Tim.
Yes. Hey, there's a whole exhibit at the American History Museum about the ADA Act.
Now, that wide shot from above with the aisles stretching back endlessly, I think that's a Raiders of the Lost Ark image?
Yeah, it did. And there was no one else in the damn store. This store must be going out of business.
It definitely looks like a giant warehouse, and they should have just had some guy pushing a cart with a large box on it.
So this is Circuit City at the end, huh?
Oh,
I got plans. For
I miss Circuit City.
All those electronic stores no longer around.
Did you hear they're trying to bring it back?
Circuit City?
Yeah.
Circuit City ruled.
Maybe. Now, this kid has a weapon that can bring toasters and mixers to life, but his parents don't own a microwave?
Yeah.
That he could have just taken apart?
Wow.
You'd think he'd at least gift them a microwave.
You just kickstarted me into a higher state of consciousness with that question, Derek. Thank you.
I mean, come on. His dog is a robot that can fly.
Yeah. Mondo.
Extension cord spelled wrong there. It's a cheap Chinese knockoff of a real extension cord. For extending.
Fickle fates.
Is having a maximum overdrive moment over here.
Some of those things I can't quite identify what appliance they are. Look, kind of look like a coffee machine, but it could have been a toaster. I'd like to have a little apron that says hi on it with an exclamation point.
You think that guy lost his job as Milky the Milk mascot from before?
Milky.
This is his side business.
Jacob, you're just not fitting in. You're not Milky mascot material. We're gonna have to let you go.
And then he goes on and becomes Uncle Creamy.
It's not my fault. Kids are drinking orange juice.
Oop.
And then he flaps his wings.
I wonder if I was to be falling through the air, if I would try to flap my arms like that, just in the utter hope that maybe I have the ability to fly.
What's the 1% chance? Or am I answering my own question?
What's the worst that could happen?
All of a sudden you hear an R. Kelly song in the back of your head and you start soaring through the clouds.
Yeah, someone below me is blasting the Space Jam soundtrack. Duty calls.
Now, I remember when...
I love that line.
When Seinfeld...
When he has to leave the Earth Mother. I'm sorry, sir.
That's okay. That's okay. This Earth Mother lovely line. When Seinfeld came to an end, Entertainment Weekly, they estimated all of the costs that Jerry had incurred, everything he paid for through fines and tickets and you know, the machinations of his friends, and they came to a dollar amount. I wonder if you could do the same roughly with everything Arthur has to spend through the course of the series. The times they had to take a cab, or all those appliances he had to just pay for. The broken couches, on and on.
Yeah.
He'd be ruined many times over.
The mom looks like she's dressed like Judy Jetson.
Yeah, they're highly nuclear.
Yes.
Highly 1950s.
Yeah. She's lovely. I wonder what kind of sandwich those is. I wonder if those are liverwurst. They strike me as a liverwurst family.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pimento loaf.
No.
Too exotic.
Souse, maybe.
Souse. Goodness.
For those who don't know what souse is, do a Google image search. Souse. S-O-U-S-E, I think.
Tim has a sideline as a sandwich writer and researcher. He's one of the foremost sandwich experts in the country.
I love souse.
His sandwich columns have won him many a Pulitzer. Yeah.
Pennsylvania Dutch sandwiches in character for Neo's ass.
Now I'm going to say that treehouse has to be like Doctor Who's TARDIS.
I was just thinking that it's like 50 times the size.
Some spatial displacement going on.
Tushy.
We haven't asked this question in a while, Tim. Do you know, or Derek, is Brainchild based on any existing supervillain character?
Well, there's the leader who has his... the leader, his brain isn't exposed in class, is it, I guess?
What about... who was it that Clint Howard played in that one Star Trek episode back in the day?
Oh, the little kid in the first one?
With the big head. I mean, I know Clint's got a big head anyway, but sorry, Clint, if you're listening, I love you.
It's like, oh, that was Ice Cream Man.
He seems like a get. He seems a feasible get. You know, we're not going to be able to interview Ron for anything, but Clint.
I've been wanting to get his autograph for quite some time.
Yeah.
Clint Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically Rock and Roll High School.
Wasn't there a Green Lantern character that had his head in the glass or something?
Well, there's the Watchers. They're all very large-headed individuals.
Yeah, they're bald heads, but they're not bare brains.
No. I like how the kid is trying to talk like a teenager to him because the tick is trying to relate.
Yeah.
It's like when you have your guidance counselor who brings you into a room, turns the chair around, sits on it with the back and wants to rap with you.
Did you ever watch Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's very much like that guidance counselor.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah. I know it's not cool to be in school and you want to be hanging out with your boys and playing your guitar.
Skippy. Why does the brain have to be visibly exposed in the dog? Why can't it just be in a canister?
For that sci-fi flourish. I don't know. Okay. To intimidate your foes?
Yeah, look at that brain.
It's pretty disturbing.
To give children ideas.
Evil. And I kind of wonder if Mike Myers had gotten a little Dr. Evil cha up there. I wonder if Mike Myers got a little bit of a Dr. Evil inspiration from this, if he saw this, like with the evil.
We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Listen. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of this book. It's called Stiff by Mary Roach. And it's a bunch of very entertaining essays about what they do with cadavers after they're obviously dead.
I do remember that book.
There's
at Borders.
Incredible chapter about, I guess, Soviet scientists attempting to do brain transplants of monkeys and then head transplants on dogs. I won't get into the gruesome details, but
they were semi-successful, maybe.
When I see Skippy's brain being successfully transplanted by this prodigy.
The relationship between the brother and the sister is very much like Dexter's Laboratory. Do you remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I keep thinking about what was the Jim Carrey movie where he was God?
Was it Almighty Bruce Almighty?
And when he pulled the moon in closer and he caused like massive tidal waves to occur around the world, that's what's happening in this moment.
Or the Time Machine remake. Don't they do something to the moon?
Do they do that? Orbit?
I think so. Now this is awkward. This is really, would the dog keep the tick in Arthur that immobilized just by chomping at him?
Yeah.
Maybe robotic dog is the other deepest, darkest fear that the tick has, aside from office job,
mechanical dog.
And the dad looks like he's going to be late for bowling night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this little indictment of namby-pamby modern parenting.
Yeah, it is the 90s. Just a phase. The phases of the moon.
Meanwhile, we'll be in the fallout shelter.
That's too much silence.
Sorry.
We're all complete, so enthralled and enraptured with this episode with the dog attacking the tick. It really
speak for yourself. Well, I'm just thinking about monkey brain transplants over.
Well, hopefully the listeners also watching the episode along with us.
So. That's our hope. If you're in the car listening to us and you haven't seen the episode, you're probably thinking, man, this podcast sucks.
If you're in the car and you're not watching the tick, what's wrong with you? Get on the program.
I mean, I listen to this in my car, but that's because I live the episode.
I just like the sound of my own voice.
I like the sound. I like to laugh at my own stupid jokes and my juvenile observations.
Is that chew toy supposed to be like a sea slug? What is the anatomy of that creature?
That does look like 99% of the chew toys that I have in my house for my two dogs.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty accurate. Hmm. They don't need to make sense. They just need to make noise.
I dare because I care. Yeah. Demon waif.
Demon waif is an incredible insult. That's up there with, what was it, nose jelly?
Yeah. gonna hit a child.
Could a cartoon hero threaten a child in such a way today in 2016?
No, we're in this post 9/11 society. We can't threaten anybody.
I think the only cartoon hero that could probably get away with it would be that Axe Cop series.
Yeah. If we threaten children on cartoons that today, Trump wins.
Due to our commitment to modern progressive parenting techniques, no more threats.
Cha. The least Tick could do is jump out and start to rub out a little bit of the cha.
Well, he's a nice guy. Maybe he would finish it for him.
You had that opportunity right there. It's close enough to touch.
Have to think, not an astrophysicist, but I have to think that the moon getting that close to the Earth would cause more than just dark clouds and wind. Like,
yeah.
Like there are probably coastal peoples all over the world who have been devastated.
Madagascar no longer exists as a result of that. A total tsunami took out Madagascar.
We lost the Everglades. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, as a homeowner, I have to think that father's probably really happy that the tree is down and he didn't have to pay anything for it. Because that tends to be a pretty expensive process.
Thank you for the homeowner's perspective.
Yeah.
I'm a renter. It would never have occurred to me.
Yeah, you just call the landlord. I'd like this tree removed.
Ugh. That is actually what I pictured when I read that Mary Roach book. Is the experiments where, you know, like where they took a brain and they tried to keep it alive with no body, so it had no stimuli. Ugh. Like, how quickly did you go insane?
Can you imagine being a conscious brain? That's
what I'm saying.
Ugh.
I work a 9-to-5. I can't imagine being conscious.
Hi-yo! Now, I'll point it out when we get to that later episode, but I think Sister Amelia does not come back.
Oh, poor Amelia.
She was either sent to a boarding school or got pregnant and shipped off to a convent. I don't know.
Yeah.
Witness protection.
I wonder, let's see how many episodes Debbie Derryberry is on for the Tick. This, I don't recall her being on many episodes.
We're quiet now for the Tick's ending speech.
Yep. The Tick versus the Tick. She was in the Tick versus the Tick episode, so she may have been one of the ladies, one of the other ladies.
That could only have been,
I would hope so.
Jet Valkyrie, I think.
Yeah, that might have been her, Debbie Derryberry. Yeah, it just said voice. It doesn't give a name. So yeah, she only did those two episodes of the Tick. So if Amelia does in fact come back, and we are mistaken, then she is voiced by someone else. But. So, yeah, there it is. A funny episode, but I think that the second Brainchild episode where he turns the Tick into a bird, am I remembering that correctly?
Yes.
I believe that is the next one,
The French-speaking bird. I really like that episode, so I'm looking forward to that when that comes around.
And that's got a whole cast of characters in that one.
Yeah, that's when things get hot. So anyway,
you guys don't have to sign off now. You could continue. I just have to say goodbye.
I think we've exhausted this one. Unless you guys have any other final thoughts on this one.
Silence. Radio silence.
Yeah. Well, we got to come up with a good sign off line. Badoosh, I don't think it's going to work. what about
good night and good luck.
Good night, good luck, prosper America. Thank
you. Is that taken?
Yeah, okay, that's good. Good night, good luck, prosper America.
Good night, everybody.
All right, and there it is.